And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley and I'm joined, as always, by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning, Gerald.
Morning, Jo. How are you?
Oh, very well and lovely to see you. Lovely to see you, Sally Overmead.
Hello. Happy Sunday, guys.
Oh, it's such a joy to be out of bed and seeing the two of you and bringing this great conversation. Hey, I tell you what, Sal, would you agree with me in this, that in recent years there's been more open conversation about health conditions, often those that are suffered by women, that once upon a time you just never speak of publicly?
Yes, absolutely. Menopause, endometriosis, you know, periods in general, just all of that is coming out into the open, which is where it should be.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Because in the past, there'd be these conditions that people suffer from silently, often for women, undiagnosed,
yes.
And they haven't been understood by the public. And even some health practitioners haven't really understood these conditions. And endometriosis is one of those, isn't it, Gerald? It
comes with some phrases, Jo, things like delayed diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're living with something that every month floors you for 3 or 4 days, fundamentally there's something wrong. And I think for too long we've just let things travel along, you know, it's just a bit of period pain, bit of whatever, whatever, when really it needs proper investigations where we can confirm what's going on.
And I think also with endometriosis, women have been told some version of pain is normal.
Totally.
And it's just not.
Totally. And also, I think it's just very much washed into like, oh, well, that's just how it is for you. And you'll just have to kind of suck it up, essentially, and get through it until next month. And then on you go and until the cycle comes back around. And there's been no offer of like, well, here's what we can do.
Yes.
And research has been limited, although that is changing, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But an understanding, too, of how debilitating this is for women. I have spoken with women who actually have had to give up careers they've loved because they were unable to work full time.
Oh,
you know, the cost is really, it's financial as well.
Yes,
it's very, very sad. So first up today, we chat with gynecologist, and director of the Julia Argaroo Endometriosis Centre at Epworth, Dr. Kate Tyson, to learn about this debilitating disease. We're here to bring the conversation out into the open because there is help out there for you if you or someone you know lives with endometriosis. Also, we'll be speaking with a CEO who is a pioneer in the green beauty space, looking at an ethical way forward for our skin regimes. Elizabeth Barbalich, CEO and founder of Antipodes, will introduce us to the Kakadu plum. I love this. It's a native Australian ingredient, which is rich in vitamin C. It sounds beautiful, Kakadu plum.
Did I have those for dessert the other night?
Does it matter how we ingest our Kakadu plum?
Right. We can find out.
Plus today, GQ, you're bringing A to Z of vitamins as always. And this week, we're looking at how to combat fatigue and increase our energy levels.
On everybody's lips, particularly with daylight savings. So we'll talk about adrenal fatigue, and which is one of these vague terms that often is thrown about, and how we can offset that.
Yes, 131-873 is our number. As always, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions for your health. We have Gerald here and Sally as well with advice for you if you need it. 131-873. Next, we give due attention to the debilitating condition endometriosis with gynecologist Dr. Kate Tyson.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's another big day, a 5K walk, 10K bike ride, followed by some work in the garden. Feeling tired just thinking about it? Achieve more with Wakey Wakey Gummies. Tailor your wakefulness with up to 5 gummies per day to help boost energy levels and support concentration. Plus, each gummy contains vitamins B3, B6, B12 and C for increased mental mental stamina. Wakey Wakey Gummies at $12.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Antipodes Vitamin C skincare range starts at $27.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Give us a call, 131 873 for any questions to support your health. In the meantime, the medical spotlight has been on endometriosis recently, with the federal government's plans to inject $58 million into endometriosis and pelvic pain clinics across the country. It is a condition that affects 800,000 women and girls. So let's learn more about it. Joining us on the line is Dr. Kate Tyson, gynaecologist and director of the Julia Argyrou Endometriosis Centre at the Epworth Hospital. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you so much for this really important conversation. Can we start with what actually is endometriosis?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Thanks so much for asking. So endometriosis is a chronic inflammatory condition where endometrial-like cells grow outside of the uterus. They typically most often grow in the pelvis, like over the uterus, sorry, over the peritoneum and the surfaces surrounding the uterus, fallopian tubes and ovaries. But this endometrial-like tissue can implant, in fact, anywhere inside the body and cause a complex range of symptoms.
Wow. What, Kate, what are the symptoms?
So symptoms typically are ones that can be very easily overlooked and considered to be normal symptoms. Mm. Typically, patients with endometriosis will suffer from up to 8 symptoms before they're diagnosed. The most common symptoms that patients can suffer is usually period pain. And in addition to that, around the time of the period and at other times as well, patients can suffer from pain with moving the bladder and the bowel motions, as well as pain with intercourse. And lastly, but of course not to minimise it, is difficulty with conception in patients trying to conceive.
Kate, when I think of endometriosis as a male, and we've all got, interestingly, the three of us have got daughters, I think of phrases like delayed diagnosis, non-specific nature of the symptoms. Why has this been allowed to develop? What's taken us so long to understand that endometriosis is a much more serious issue than perhaps over the years we've allowed to develop?
Jared, that's such a wonderful question. I could talk to that for some hours, but without taking up too much of your time. Endometriosis is, of course, it's a gendered condition. It's a disease that has affected women, and I don't want to forget the gender-diverse population who can also suffer from endometriosis. Yeah. And so historically, there's been a lack of attention to the condition. It's been women suffering in silence. It's been a gendered condition where it's a woman's lot in life to suffer from period pain. And generation after generation of people have suffered, not realising that there can be an improvement of symptoms with treatment and that it is in fact a disease. Mm-hmm. But there's still shame in discussing menstrual health, even down to the current generation of girls going through their first periods and, beginning to menstruate. Mm. And so we need to normalise the conversations around menstrual health and get rid of the shame that's associated with that. And it's only really been brought into the current attention with the National Action Plan that was brought to light in 2018, that really we've gotten some attention and funding towards endometriosis and working towards effective solutions for patients.
Wow.
I want to ask, if you have endometriosis, does that happen to you from the very first time you have your period, or could you go years, for example, without having it and then suddenly get it?
That's an excellent question as well. We don't have really good information on when endometriosis begins. Many patients can have endometriosis and have no symptoms, and to this point in time, the only effective or validated way that you can diagnose endometriosis is with surgery, usually by keyhole surgery or laparoscopy. And so many patients may have had endometriosis for their entire life and may never be diagnosed and have no symptoms, and that's actually okay. You know, we manage endometriosis typically by symptoms. Mm-hmm. But many patients, we think, probably do begin to develop endometriosis from the time of their first period and continue to develop it over time. And again, endometriosis is a disease where it presents in a variety of ways and manifests differently in different cohorts of patients, which we don't have a good understanding of because, as I said, historically this has been an underfunded gendered condition. Mm.
Sorry, Kate, at what stage then, if we've got people listening who perhaps have had period issues for 12 months, 18 months, where it's really knocked them about from a work perspective or career perspective, at what stage do they insist on further help from their GP? So instead of just being told, look, get on with it, take this for period pain, at what stage can a person say, look, I'm not happy with the way this is going? What stage is that?
I think at any stage, if you're concerned about your period and think that it may not be normal, referral for ongoing assessment is essential at any stage.
Yes.
Anyone that's missing days off work or time off work or taking regular pain relief or period pain every month should be investigated further. And we don't necessarily commit every single patient that's looking for a diagnosis to surgery. That's not the paradigm, but definitely patients who are suffering from period pain or other symptoms of endometriosis deserve a diagnosis and treatment and information about their condition.
Sure.
Kate, I think it's really important for people to understand the impact of endometriosis, not just on the person suffering it, but also their relationships, the people in their lives. I've come across many women who've told me how it's not just the physical, it's mental, it's emotional. Can you give us some insight very quickly into the sorts of women that you've worked with?
Oh, my goodness. Again, I could speak for days and days about this as well, but I was really driven to engage in my role at the Julia Agru Endometriosis Centre at Epworth as the centre director because of the impact I see of patients suffering with endometriosis. There's such significant, severe, broad-ranging impacts on families and lives of patients. I have many patients who can't get out of bed, who shower once a week, who have suffered and suffered and suffered for years and years without attention to their symptoms. And I really, really desire to help these people, help these people in the current situation they're in, but also prevent any further people from developing such severe disease, and really want to help them access good care and navigate the complex multidisciplinary care that endometriosis care requires.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for all the work that you do and for giving us that insight, Kate. It's been wonderful.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Kate.
Good luck. Have a great Sunday. That's Dr. Kate Tyson, gynaecologist and director of the Julia Agru Endometriosis Centre at the Epworth. 131 873 is our number. Kelly in Melbourne, good morning.
Hi, Kelly.
I suffered for many years with endometriosis.
Mm-hmm.
I was first diagnosed probably when I was about 19.
Mm-hmm.
Through laparotomy. I was put on a course of Provera, not Depravera, but Provera for a short period of time, and then was taken off that.
Yes.
And then every month I would have numerous amounts of pain medication and would eat them like lollies because nothing would touch the side of the pain, to the point sometimes I'd have to go and have pethidine shots to try and get it. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't walk.
And Kate, what was the trigger that made you go from just the regular medical visit onto a specialist to have the diagnosis? What was the trigger?
Well, since the time I got my period, I'd always had period pain. And as the years went on, it got worse and worse to the point where I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't function properly. And it was like, this is not right. I've got to do something about this.
Mm-hmm.
I went to many doctors before I was, fobbed off with, it's just period pain. But
yes, which is what Kate mentioned, yes. Professor Kate said before.
And for you, Kelly, I understand it took a very long time for you to get pregnant, which is what Kate told us is one of the very sad symptoms of endometriosis.
Yes,
it did. Unfortunately, it took us 10 years to fall pregnant. With that one not ending in a live birth, unfortunately. But after that, I think it was about 18 months, and I did fall pregnant again and had a baby boy, which we were rapt about.
Well done.
Things settled down a little bit after that. They were still there. It wasn't till my second child 5 years later, so another big gap, that things settled down, and now I'm heading towards the other end of period. So,
wow.
Well done for your story, Kelly.
Yes, thank you for sharing that.
And because I think it's more common than what we think.
Well, it's an insight into how it's a lifelong challenge.
Mm. That's right.
Yeah.
And the impact at every step, right?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming with any questions to support your health. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be taking those calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Your search for a natural alternative to dull and tired skin ends today. Introducing the Antipodes Vitamin C skincare range, made from clean and sustainable ingredients. The range uses Kakadu plum, nature's richest source of vitamin C, to plump and brighten skin. The range is made up of a vitamin C gel cleanser, serum, and a pigment correcting water cream. For healthy looking skin, try the Antipodes Vitamin C range. It starts at just $27.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Antipodes Vitamin C skincare range starts at $27.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Overmeter. And we are here, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Do keep your calls coming, 131-873, with your questions to support your health. Gerald is here and so is Sally to answer your questions. First, though, I've got a question, Gerald.
Oh, get ready, Sal.
Well, in the past 2 years, yes, you would say that quite rightly we've been obsessed with hygiene.
Yes, we have. Well, we didn't have an option.
No, and it was critical, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it is true that there's the bad bacteria and then there's the good bacteria.
Yeah,
yes?
a little more complicated than that. But yes, there are. And we carry, each adult carries 3 kilograms of bacteria in their tummy. And that has enormous ramifications on our general health. And if you look after your tummy, everything else will fall into place. There's a gut-brain connection. The time will come when instead of an antibiotic, you will be given a custom-made live bacteria combination to offset a particular infection. May not happen in my lifetime, but it might happen in yours.
I love the idea of that.
So we talk then about supporting our gut. We've got beautiful sounding strains, Lactobacillus bifidobacter. Now, Sal, what's your favourite yoghurt? Don't tell me that low-fat rubbish.
I'm not a supporter of low-fat in particular. I quite like a high protein. Mm-hmm. I like, what do I like?
That's a question without notice.
I'll tell you what I love.
I know, it's hard to know.
I love a natural Greek yogurt.
Yes, I'm a fan of that.
With fresh chopped, like, berries on top.
Yeah, I'll put it with my muesli, a Kakadu plum. Or, I mean, you know, on a lovely sort of curry as well. Oh, I love a natural yogurt.
Like, or savoury.
In a bowl of pumpkin soup.
Yes, now you're talking. All of that.
So all of that, yeah, well, it's giving us good balance in our gut, because if we get an infection or under stress, and we'll talk about that later, that can offset, completely disrupt our gut microbiome. So we've got to look after, be on alert. That's the immune system is on alert all the time. It deserves our support.
You need a little bit of the good guts food every day, don't you think?
And fibre.
What's your go-to then for good gut food?
So things like kimchi is really good. Anything kind of, if you think of pickled foods, that kind of stuff, like kimchi or sauerkraut. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sauerkraut, exactly. All that kind of stuff that perhaps you wouldn't think of, but that stuff's amazing for your gut.
Love it's an acquired taste, kimchi.
It is. Yeah,
can be. Sourdough bread is nice, though.
Yeah.
Sourdoughs.
Now you're talking my language.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for answering my question there, Gerald.
Pleasure,
we have
Joe.
More questions here for you. 131-873 is the number. Jeanette in Epping in New South Wales. Hi, Jeanette.
Hello, Jeanette. How can we help you?
Oh, good morning. I have a query about a new prescription for Trelegy.
Yes.
Trelegy.
Yes.
For asthma and
yes.
COPD.
Yes.
And what do you know about it?
Well, as you said, Janet, it's new. So you've tried other things, have you? And your doctor said, righto, we're going to give this one a go. Was that
we've tried absolutely everything.
Look, it's All these things come out with bells and whistles. Is it Janet or Jeanette? What would you prefer?
Jeanette.
All of these things come out, Jeanette, with bells and whistles. And we're relying on people like you to give us feedback so we can confidently then advise other people. If nothing else has worked, then please go for it. Can I add a couple of suggestions, though? Think about green lip muscle, because the evidence shows that puffers work better if you've got good levels of omega-3 acids, and the green lip muscle, the New Zealand green lip muscle, is the specific one there. So follow your doctor's instructions. The difficulty with the trilogy is it's a different thing to use, and I think there's an instructional video that you can watch to make sure you're using it properly. You know, with we're talking asthma, something like 45% of people don't use their asthma puffers correctly.
Well, you need a spacer, don't you?
Yes, you can use a spacer. Yes, you can. And particularly if you struggle with getting some coordination. But this one that Jeanette's got is relatively easy once you become confident with it. So, Jeanette, how about in a few months' time, when winter starts to set in, give us a call back. Tell us how you're getting on.
Yes, thank you so much, Jeanette. 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. I just did my CPR and first aid training.
So I know that we
want to use a spacer
if
with our
asthma. If you get bitten by a snake in the studio this morning, I know what to do.
We're in good hands. That's good to know.
Such a dangerous place, that studio.
You never know. All right, coming up, a trailblazer in the green beauty space, Elizabeth Barbalich joins us here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Antipodes Vitamin C skincare range starts at $27.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Rita in Elwood, good morning.
Good morning, Rita.
Hi. Good morning.
How can we help?
I wanted to ask what your suggestion is to help with a stye on the eye.
Is it common, Rita? Do you get them often, or is this the first one? First one. Okay.
No, this is the first one.
You've got to bathe it, Rita, because it really is almost like a little blocked gland, a little blocked, it's got a special name in the eye. And if you bathe it with a warm compress and bathe it to the outside, it will eventually, it's like a little volcano, and that top will come off and it will improve very quickly. It often comes from eyelids, so cleanse your eyelids very carefully to make sure they don't return, and you can, if necessary, get an antibiotic eye ointment from your pharmacy, which you can put on if you feel there's any pus or any muck. But it's a matter of just being, it'll only take a day or so to settle. It's the bathing with a warm compress that's most important. So if you could do that across the day.
And is it true, my mum always said, that a stye is a sign that you're a bit run down?
It can be, or the other issue is that your tear glands aren't functioning correctly. So that whole area becomes quite dry. The meibom gland, it's called, that just blocks up.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Angela in Mornington, good morning.
Hello, Angela.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I just need some advice because no one seems to be able to help me. Mm-hmm. I had my gallbladder removed in 21.
Yes.
And since then my taste buds have gone quite strange. I don't taste everything.
Okay.
It seems to be weird things that I can taste. Like I can taste if there's a lot of salt in the food or if there's chili in the food, but I can't actually taste the food I'm eating.
Okay. Now, whether there's a lot of people are deficient in zinc, Angela, and that's reflected by taste and smell. The simple option is to start taking a zinc supplement once a day. In capsule form is best. Take one once a day and away you go. High zinc foods sell, also help.
Oh, oysters.
Fruit and veg, oysters.
Yep.
If that takes your fancy. But zinc is classic.
Can you still enjoy textures? I wonder.
A little different. Yes, textures are okay. It's more the taste sensation because the part of your brain that controls taste and smell demands a lot of zinc. And one of the things with the current viral issue is that it depletes us of zinc.
Yes, that's right. And I think that the issue can be if you can't taste, often then you start to eat less, you're not eating as well because you're not motivated by the taste of something. And that's such a big kind of pre-warm-up into eating because you can already imagine what it's going to taste like.
Yes, and start adding some herbs to your food, Angela, things like turmeric and mint and things like that to really drive your taste buds back to where they should be.
I can imagine that's very difficult. Thank you so much, Angela, and all the best with that. Well, let's welcome our next guest, a woman who is a trailblazer in the green beauty space. Elizabeth Barbalich is the founder and CEO of natural skincare company Antipodes and a pioneer in the science of natural skincare. Welcome to the show, Elizabeth.
Oh, good morning.
Now, Elizabeth, I know that authenticity is very important to you, and you were first introduced to a natural lifestyle as you were raising your three children, which I think often happens when you start producing kids. Oh. You're like, oh, I want to do better for them.
Oh, absolutely. Well, like many women, I was totally exhausted. I had three children under the age of four, and my mother actually had developed an interest in natural health and introduced me to much better lifestyle choices such as raw juices, supplements, I mean, zinc. You were just talking to a lady then about zinc. Zinc was something I was highly depleted in, so I started kind of looking at alternative options and supplements to really support my diet. And, yeah, that was kind of the genesis for my interest in skincare, and I felt a lot better for it, for embracing that natural lifestyle.
But you found it hard to find effective natural skincare products, and I guess is that what led you to start your own company?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of amazing natural brands on the market, and there were at that time, which is around 17 years ago. But I was kind of wanting natural skincare that was not only 100% natural, traceable ingredients, sustainable sources, all the things that would tick my boxes as a low-haz or a green consumer. But I wanted products that could actually deliver on performance. And I found that challenging to find a brand sitting in that space. And I still think with Antipodes, we're in a very, very niche environment on a global stage that we are in that, very clean, very natural, performance oriented. So, yeah, that was what led me to starting my own beauty company. Yeah, that was pretty much the start of it.
Elizabeth, we've talked Kakadu plum a couple of times this morning. Where do they come from? Is it from Australia? Do we ship it over to you and you take care of it, do you?
Yes. So we use, so I love the Kakadu plum. We use an extract from that fruit. It has 100 times the vitamin C of oranges, so super potent. And the Kakadu tree is grown through northern Australia in traditional kind of woodland areas. It grows, it's a sustainably growing tree. It's very much like Manuka tree in New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And it's often, it's harvested by the local indigenous community. So it's beneficial. That whole ecosystem around the Kakadu tree and the plant is a positive one.
Great.
And we source it from a company in Australia who does the extraction process and then use it in our products, which are made in New Zealand.
Great.
And I do know that Antipodes, you work extensively with scientists, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I do. So I kind of love that part of my brand. I've got a science degree myself. So for me, that was, that's a big interest area. And we work with third parties, so independent scientists, who undertake different types of testing, primarily in vitro testing. And what that means is they test N formulations, Antipodes formulas, on human skin cells in a lab, so in like petri dishes, and we can look at the effects of our formulas on stimulating type 1 collagen or type 3 collagen, whatever it is we're looking to claim with a particular formula. So it's a very exacting process, being a scientific process. And we'll put forward, up to 18 formulas that take, 18 months to produce. So it's not a quick process.
Wow.
But for me, I love it because it means that we can prove that our formulations are delivering or helping to support the skin health, and that's a good thing.
That's incredible. If you could give some advice to somebody out there, somebody who wants to start on their journey, what would it be?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I would say overnight success takes 10 years.
Why do we have to work so hard?
Yeah, be patient, and I'm not a patient person, so that's been a challenge for me. I would say provide solutions for a greener lifestyle and plan. The more planning you do and market research and really understanding the market, the less time you will take for executing, you know, if you're bringing a brand or whatever it is in the green sector to the market. And try and enjoy the process.
I love this advice. Anything in life, try and avoid the process.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. You have a fantastic Sunday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Next up, A to Z of Vitamins, we're looking after your adrenal glands. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Your search for a natural alternative to dull and tired skin ends today. Introducing the Antipodes Vitamin C skincare range. Made from clean and sustainable ingredients, the range uses Kakadu Plum, nature's richest source of vitamin C, to plump and brighten skin. The range is made up of a vitamin C gel cleanser, serum and a pigment correcting water cream. For healthy looking skin, try the Antipodes Vitamin C range. It starts at just $27.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Antipodes Vitamin C skincare range starts at $27.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins. Gerald, we're talking adrenal support today.
And in one hand we talk adrenal support, the other hand we talk about the things that poor adrenal function gives us, which is an inability to cope with stress, Joe, and the resultant fatigue and just feeling of absolute exhaustion. Now, so the adrenals are little glands that sit on top of our kidneys, and they're the flight and fight type things. They respond to the stress of life. There would be very few people, I think, listening today that say, I have a stress-free life. Everything's terrific. And if...
Who is that person?
if the ginseng is an amazing herb, it's called an adaptogenic. It allows you, it doesn't do anything synthetic, it allows your body to basically get better adrenal gland support so you cope with stress better, and it therefore reduces fatigue. It helps you sleep better, but it's really helping across the day. As every little stressful event occurs, you don't flip out. It doesn't exhaust you. You move on. Look, I'm a great fan of ginseng, and I prescribe it heavily for a lot of people for all sorts of things, and they are surprised at the results they see.
Yeah, I think it's important also to support it with food if
you
can.
Oh, true.
You know,
yes.
Like I think take your supplements, but things like get enough sleep, make sure, you get enough protein, fresh air.
Yes.
And if you're really suffering from adrenal fatigue, maybe skip the high-impact exercise, skip the processed foods,
yes.
You know, and get those B vitamins and those good fats.
It's a vicious cycle, though, Sal, isn't it? Because you get exhausted and then you say, oh, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
Just grab something.
Is it true, though, that you can have a depleted adrenal?
Yes, you can. It's funny, but the system facetiously says that adrenal fatigue, and I quote, a pseudo-scientific term. Oh, no, it's very real. Very real and very common.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Pro Adrenal Support, a convenient, high-strength, one-a-day formulation to help support your body cope with environmental stressors. 131-873 is our number. Good morning, Audrey from Officer.
Hello, Audrey.
Hello, how are you?
Very well. How can we help you?
Well, I have knee pain through arthritis and also because I need a replacement in one of them.
Okay.
And I've been putting Voltaren Emulgel on them.
Mm-hmm.
And on the packet it says not to use it for more than 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, it's a regulatory thing, Audrey, and the idea is that you seek some advice, and there'll be people listening nodding saying, I bet he mentions turmeric, and I will. This is an anti-inflammatory herb. So use something internally, Audrey, to get you through until that surgery is there. You can certainly continue using the Voltaren externally 2 or 3 times a day. There are other things if you wanted to move on to them, but they're all going to do the same thing. But take something internally, and the herb of choice, anti-inflammatory, is turmeric. Ask your pharmacist, he'll guide you through.
Yes.
You're taking that.
All the best.
Okay,
with
make
that,
sure you
Audrey.
Take enough, though, Audrey. You've got to have use the potent versions of turmeric.
Thank you so much to all of our callers this morning. The website is houseofwellness.com.au. Head to the Ask tab, and Gerald is there
it
ready
never
to
stops,
answer.
Never closes, Joe.
And what an amazing service you do provide. So do that, houseofwellness.com.au. We'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Did you know that low dietary magnesium levels can cause muscles to cramp? Support muscle function with Go Healthy Pro Magnesium Muscle from Chemist Warehouse. It contains not one but two well-absorbed forms of magnesium and the herb cramp bark, which is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve muscle cramps. Help support your magnesium levels with Go Healthy Pro Magnesium Muscle, only $49.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions from use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Antipodes Vitamin C skincare range starts at $27.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
If you're after more House of Wellness, don't forget we are on Channel 7 today at midday with House of Wellness TV. And there's an amazing story in this episode about a new treatment for Parkinson's disease.
Would you believe light therapy? Just quite remarkable device that's been put together where using light can make a difference to nerve impulses. And it's also been shown that it can alter your gut microbiome. Quite fascinating story. My favourite story on the TV were the bell ringers at St Paul's. It was just good fun watching all these people basically almost being lifted off their feet with the bells. And anyone who's out of sync, you're gone.
You're just out
of a job. Yeah,
well. Oh, you're not in the team anymore. Jeez. I mean, it is fascinating to see when you're in a capital city and you hear the church bells ring out.
It's beautiful.
How physical that activity actually is.
Yes.
There are people at the bottom of that bell tower tugging on these giant ropes.
And the interview of the year, Joe, was with Paralympian Ellie Cole, the most delightful, charming, amazing woman.
Yes.
Who has a just beautiful interview.
She is extraordinary, Ellie Cole, actually. She's our most successful female Paralympian, and I just love her. Do check out also the House of Wellness lift out today. Samantha Wills is on the cover. Mm. Sal, it's been so lovely to have you on the show.
So nice to see you guys.
I do love seeing you every Sunday. You take care, Gerald. Have a great week yourself. And as always, head to houseofwellness.com.au for more info. Thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all next week.